Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is with Christian Speak Talk Radio. This is the broadcast of Stronger Together with Valerie Miller and myself. I'm Reverend Ray. We are hosting on this wonderful Sunday. In fact, it's the second Sunday of the year 2015. Amen.
And amen.
We're going to go ahead and get started. My sister's going to go ahead and lead us out in prayer. We're going to go from there. Amen.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Thank you for joining us today. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father, 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 we just thank you for loving us with an extravagant type of love. We thank you for not leaving us alone and withering in the heat of life. Father, we thank you for new visions, hopes, dreams, and anything that you have not only bestowed upon us, but are yet bringing into fruition, Father God. Although the world sees Thanksgiving as a holiday, we see it as a day of giving thanks every day, Father God. So we just take this extra time right now to just give you thanks, Father God. We thank you when you wake us up. We thank you when you cause us to lie down and sleep in peace, Father God. We thank you for our going in and for our going out safely, Father God. We thank you for your miracles. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for whatever it is that concerns us, that you are faithful to provide and keep us, Father God. We just thank you for the power that you have given us even over the enemy, Father. We are ever thankful every day, Lord. And we take this time to rejoice and celebrate you. We ask that you would just bless this broadcast right now, Father God. And once again, we say thank you for everything. And we love you in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. That's what I call a prayer, man. Again, you listen to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. This is Stronger Together with Valerie Miller and myself. I'm your host. We are the host, Reverend. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. I got it. I'll get it together in a minute.
He's in a praise mode. I'm in a praise mode.
That's right. That's right. If you ever desire to call into the show, the telephone number is 646-478-0660. Again, 646-478-0660. If you press number one, that'll let me know you want to come in the air. I want to thank those that are already online. I see area code 240 and area code 661. Welcome to the broadcast. And we're going to go ahead and get started. Our topic today is we wanted to talk some more about being grateful. And so this will be part two, and I got to share some things with you. And I don't want to give you too much details and stuff like that. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to let Valerie get started, or she can tell me direction because her name appears first.
You come on with these things, Reverend Ray, and you give these good news, these good announcements and everything and all these surprises, and then you make me wait, and you know that's just torture. That is just sheer torture. But anyway, we thank you everyone for listening in, and again, we renamed the show to Stronger Together because our mission is to empower people to be made whole through practical knowledge and the unchanging Word of God. And our vision is to see families, friendships, and communities strengthened with a goal to inspire in all a love for and a growing relationship with Christ. Oh, I am just so excited. One of the things, you know, we always make these New Year's resolutions and all, but one of mine was to be more grateful. And we started this new year with our first show talking about gratefulness. And we're going to continue today. Reverend Ray is going to lead in talking about praise. And how gratefulness will cause you to go into a praise. And we just want to show how we have to take time out to stop thinking about the things and being thankful for things versus being thankful for the giver who give us these things. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So it's on you, Reverend Ray.
Y'all take see what away. She just did, right? Y'all see what she just did. Okay, okay, all right. Okay, I could have did that, but that's good. You know, I want
to.
I know you do. I know you do. I know you do. So we're just having some fun. Again, this is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Stronger Together with Valerie Miller and myself. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. And we're talking about being grateful. We're going to talk about about praise. If you ever desire to call into the show, the number is 646-478-0660. I do want to let you know also that the chat room is open. Amen. The chat room has been open, so you can leave your comments there. One of the things that took place to me this morning, I woke up around about 2 o'clock in the morning with a dream. And the dream that I had started off crazy, and I'm not going to get into all the crazy part, but I won't give you that much part of the dream either. But basically, in the dream, the word that came to me, I think looked like I was preaching or teaching, that God inhabited the praise of his people, you know? And Valerie, I'm telling you, in the dream, I broke loose in a crazy praise, and I woke up. I was in a crazy praise, and all I kept hearing in my mind and in my spirit, when God inhabits our praise, you know, that he inhabits our praise. And and even if I woke up, it began to be broken down, you know, exactly what that means. And what that meant, that the way it was revealed to me, that when we begin to praise God, God comes within us, you know, he inhabits the praise, you know, and that when we begin to praise God like that, and when he comes in, you know, can't no sickness stand in there, you know, can't no disease, you know, anything that we are going through seems so small when we get in a posture of praise, when God is involved, you know, he comes in us. And he begins to just like, oh yeah, just praise him more. And one of the things I got out is that the more we say, thank you, Jesus, the more the praise is inhabited, you know? The more
yes.
we say glory, the more the praise, the more God, and, you know, it's like stirring up the praise within us, you know? When we begin to think about the goodness of Jesus and how far that we have come, we begin to think about our testimonies, you know, that a habit of praise begin to speak out. The more we say hallelujah,
yes.
you know, I'm doing it now. You see what I'm saying? The more we say hallelujah, man, to God, and the more we say glory, the more we glorify God, he inhabits those things, you know. He comes into us, you know. The Spirit is already there, but he comes into us, and it's like he just lifts up our spirit. He lifts up our countenance. He makes us realize that everything is going to work out for our good. That's when the scriptures begin to come back to us. I'm telling you, man, I was here having church. You know, Val, we get taught about these hours, these watch hours and stuff. You know, and if I'm not mistaken, this is right about the third watch of the night, the third watch,
Jesus.
And the third and the fourth watch of the night. So I'm glorifying God, man. I'm magnifying him and everything, you know, and he's beginning to reveal things to me so that every time we praise him, you know, and it's not about how we feel, whether we feel like it or whether we don't feel like it, but that sacrifice of praise, you know, that grateful
yes.
praise, you know, that grateful God. I'm just grateful for just waking up this morning. God, I'm just grateful, you know, for being clothed in my right mind. God, I'm just grateful. Even
Hallelujah.
Though I might have pain in my body, I'm grateful because I know that you inhabit my praise to the point when I begin to lift up my voice like a trumpet unto you, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you might be depressed, you start praising God. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what it looks like. You start praising God. Man, that dream, man, had me going. You know, that dream had me going. It did. I was like, okay, God. Okay, I stayed up from 2 o'clock all the way up to about 3 o'clock in the morning. I could not sleep.
Yeah.
And then like when I got up, go ahead, Valerie.
Oh, no, go ahead.
When I got up this morning, you know, of course I was, you know, I wasn't tired or anything like that. But as soon as I got up this morning, man, like some other stuff tried to cloud my mind. And then I remember what took place at 2 o'clock in the morning, man. And I began to do it all over again, you know, as I'm getting dressed to church. I'm thinking, I said, God, you know the outcome of every single thing that was going to take place before it's time. And if you knew the outcome, if you know the outcome, come over something, that means because I am a child of yours and because I belong to you, it has to work out for my favor. Regardless of whether I agree with it or not, regardless of whether I feel it or not, but God's going to work it out in my favor. You know?
Yeah.
He inhabits our praise. You know? He comes into our praise. You know? And one of the things that was revealed to me, when he inhabits our praise, then worship comes into play. You know, worship comes into play, you know, and then worship, we begin to worship God. But also more than that, God begins to speak directly back to us.
Yeah.
You know, that's when we begin to have that conversation and everything, wherein you are in a posture of listening to what the Spirit has to say to you and stuff like that, because you are already grateful and you're giving thanksgiving and you're giving praise. Now come the response based off of what you did when you may not have felt like doing what you did. And I'm talking
amen,
about
amen.
Praise,
you know? On fire, brother.
I'm telling you, Valerie, I went to church. I took whatever medicine, and normally I'm like a little groggy. I was like wide awake, man. I said, somebody give me the mic. But, you know, I was, man. But I said, you know what? God, I said, you know, I said to myself, I said, you know what? Then maybe it's meant for somebody that's listening to this broadcast, whether you listen to it to an archive. I want to encourage you right now that you get not only be grateful for the things of God, but you begin to praise God in that gratefulness. You know, you begin to praise God in the small things that he has done in your life, no matter how bad it may seem. But you get in a place where you just say, God, I thank you. In fact, you just say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You say, thank you, Jesus, as many times as you. And you can't help when you do that, because he inhabits those things. You know, you begin to praise him and all that kind of stuff, and you might not be all holy and all of that, but you begin to praise God for who he is and stuff. He will come and see about you. He will begin to restore what the canker and the locust and the grasshopper and the palmer worm has eaten. He will begin to restore all of that. He will make you better than you were before, because that's the plan he has for you. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And let me say this. You know, the Bible says that we enter his courts with thanksgiving. I mean, we enter his gates with thanksgiving, and we enter into his courts with praise. And last week we talked about gratefulness, which is that thanksgiving. And today we're moving into praise. And it suggests to me that you can't have praise without thanksgiving. Thanksgiving goes hand in hand with praise. And even when Jesus was in the garden and he taught us to pray, the first thing he starts off with is, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Right there, that's telling us to give thanks and give praise. To hallow means to raise up, to lift up. So we cannot get to a point of praise until we first start in a posture of thanksgiving. And last week when we were talking about gratefulness or thanksgiving, we concluded that thankfulness would be one of the world's best medicine. It has health benefits for every organ in our body. And not only that, but thanksgiving and praise changes the atmosphere. And that's what Reverend Ray was basically saying. You know, he couldn't go to sleep. He was feeling some pain in his body, but he went into a time of praise and thanksgiving with God, and it changed the atmosphere. It changed the way he felt. It changed whatever was going on in his body, that it didn't cause him to pain. Amen?
Amen. Let me correct my sister here, you know, because she's like I was in some pain. I was dreaming, man. Okay, I wanted to pay. Let's get this straight.
She's gonna
put it
sorry.
Out there. I wanted to pay. That's okay. I love you. You know I do. You look, I was dreaming.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. You okay? That's all right. I was dreaming, and I was dreaming about praising the Lord, and I woke up from the dream in a posture of praise. Huh?
I said I did see you limping today.
Did you? See, I didn't think I was limping.
No,
see, that just
I'm teasing.
Okay, all right. See, I didn't even realize I'm limping. I guess I'm like some of the old people, some of the others, man. I didn't even look at that. I was just such a great spirit.
Maybe you hit your toe
on the
corner of the bed or something. I don't know.
No,
but,
no, nothing like that. No, go
gratitude
ahead.
Is just a natural response to God's grace.
Yeah.
Let me repeat that. Gratitude is our natural response to God's grace. I just feel bad for anybody, and I see it as a tragedy for anybody who can't take time out to recognize God's goodness, favor, over the little things, just even the little things in life, and those who just focus on the material things, that they miss the blessing in the person who gave it. And when I say the person, I'm really referring back to God, because he says the earth is his and the fullness thereof. So everything belongs to him first and foremost. And we are just stewards over what he has placed on this earth. He's given us dominion over it, but it still belongs to him. So I just find it tragic for anybody who misses that. Amen.
Yeah, and we are glad to be here on this great, wonderful afternoon, and he's ready to be praised. We're talking about being praised.
Your mic is chopping up, Reverend Ray.
I know. I think both eyes are on Valerie. I think your mic is too. But it's okay. We're gonna go on and move on, and we'll do some editing and get it together later on. But we are grateful. If you have a desire to call into the broadcast, the telephone number is 646-478-0660. Again, 646-478-0660. Give us a call in. That's the number one. That'll let me know you want to come in the air. We'd love to hear about what you're grateful for. And I'd love to hear about a praise report, you know. But I'm saying, man, that sometimes, you know, that we need to realize how important that our praise is. And just praise God, man. Just glorify him. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Maybe we can get our mics together in the process and everything. And we'll be right back. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here we go.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Join us live every Thursday at 12 noon for Declaring the Finished Work with Pat Randall, a time of prayer and exhortation. Reverend Ray and friends are here every Friday night to remind you of the things Jesus spoke, so that his joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. That's every Friday night at 7 p.m. on Friday Night Joy. Join Reverend Ray and Valerie Miller on Sundays for Bread of Life at 5 p.m. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Check out our website at www.whenchristianspeak.com. That's www.whenchristianspeak.com. Or go to our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio, and our newest Facebook page, Christians Against Suicide and Depression. This page was designed to give encouragement and hope, and to do spiritual warfare, exposing the lies and deceptions of the enemy. For we know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to bring life and life more abundantly. When Christians Speak Talk Radio programs are currently being aired on blogtalkradio.com, iHeartRadio.com, Spreaker.com, iTunes.com, and Blueberry.com. Now, back to our regularly scheduled show.
Amen, amen. The song says, God is my source. Say, He's my provider. We're going to play that in a minute, Valerie. You know, probably the next break or whatever. Just to remind everybody who God is, that He's our provider, that He's our source, you know, that He would never ever leave us or forsake us. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Valerie. Hello.
I'm here. You caught me off guard.
I did. See, I'm good at that. Okay. We're going to give her a little breather. I just want to let you know real quick. This is With Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Stronger Together with Valerie Miller and myself, Reverend Ray. We're talking about being grateful, and we're also talking about being praised. What are you grateful for? I would love to hear you post that on our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Just tell me what you're grateful for, or send me an email at whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. Go to our website, whenchristianspeak.com, and leave us a message. What are you grateful for that's in your life of 2015 that God has spared you to meet each this day? You know, there are so many things that you have to be grateful for. Yeah, there may be a lot of things that are tucking away at the heart and bothering you and, you know, cause you to feel stress or whatever. But, you know, when you begin to think about the other things that you're grateful for, that you can look at and say, you know what, I'm grateful for that. No matter how small it is, no matter how big. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, and listeners, I owe Reverend Ray a public apology.
Uh-oh.
Thursday night in Bible study, he opened us up in worship and praise, and we have a time of giving testimony. And, of course, he called me out to come up and take the mic, and I froze, and I said, no, thank you. And I would not get up. I did not open my mouth. It didn't mean that I wasn't grateful, but I just froze up. And Reverend Ray, I'm so sorry. You know, being a leader, you can't do that. You just can't do that. And but I had a moment. I had a moment.
Well, you can. Don't say you can't, because you can, because you have a choice. So you can't do that, you know. But I didn't think about it. I mean, I think I said, and I would have, you know, you bringing it up on the air now. But I think I approached you, I called you or talked to you later about it. But you know, man, we're in this thing together, man, and we all have those moments and everything. But this is not even about us, Valerie. You know that. Yeah, this is about the glory of God. This is about speaking life and not death, you know. And a lot of times, even on Bible side, what I try to tell everybody, and not try to beg them to testify or anything like that, but your words have power, and somebody need to hear your testimony. I don't care how many times you may have shared it before in the past. Somebody need to hear your testimony. Somebody need to know that, hey, if God brought you through, they can also bring me through too. And that's the importance of the testimony. Now, back in the old days, back in the day when I was young, they would say, don't get up there and test a lie. We're not talking about test a lie. We're talking about testimony to glorify God and to give Him honor by the things that not only He may be doing in your life, but He may be doing in somebody's life that you know, whether it be a family member or a friend. And this is also some of the things you can be grateful for, that when God hears your prayer and you see the end results of a thing, you know, that somebody is healed and somebody is able to walk again and somebody's able to speak and somebody's able to even to come out to Bible study, you know, where before they were not able to do that. One of the things that I took place yesterday, Valerie, and I'm going to give the mic back over to you because I'm talking more than I'm supposed to. No, just kidding. One of the things that I got a chance to do is I went to a workshop on homelessness yesterday and spent most of the day there at Howard University. And the thing about it, you just met some of the families and all that kind of stuff, and what some of the things they're trying to do, solve the homeless rate in Washington, D.C., and some of the other states in Virginia and Maryland are doing the same thing. They have similar programs and everything. But then you begin to be grateful because, you know, one of the things that the gentleman said, he said that many of us, not all of us, but a lot of us is probably one paycheck away from that type of environment. And these are people, you know, you have to look at and you have to look at respect because these are people that might have a master's degree, you know, and not all of them have something mental illness going on. They just had life just happened. So, you know, we have to be grateful for every single time, every single day, every single thing, and not take those things for granted, man, because they're not guaranteed. They're not guaranteed and stuff like that, you know, and in some cases, nobody did anything wrong. They just lost their job, you know. They lost the source of income and everything. And these are not just men and women, but these are also children that's involved. So we need to be grateful and we need to praise God right where we are. And in a minute, when after I give the mic back to Valerie and we take another break, I want to read Psalms 22, which is where that scripture comes from. And we're going to break this thing down and just go from there. But I'm going to turn everything back over to Valerie. Yay! Come on, give me a hand for it. Hey, clap. Yeah. Come on, Valerie.
You're funny. You make me laugh.
Good.
Cicero, an ancient Roman emperor, once said that gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but it is the parent of all others. I think that is just so profound that if we have a spirit of thankfulness and gratitude in our heart, it will generate so many other good virtues in us. It will generate patience because then you know if I'm thankful because I've seen God do something this time, I'm going to be patient and stand steadfast because I know he's going to help me out the next time. I see the love in that because I know that when I'm grateful, I can give back to somebody else. When I'm thankful, I can be kind to someone else. I think that's a really profound statement. He says, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. And I want you to take that to heart because really true thanksgiving emphasizes the giver rather than the gift. Amen?
Amen.
So, Reverend Ray, you're going to go into what God has led you to talk about praising.
Yeah.
And then
right.
I want to talk about, praise God, some breakthrough experiences that will
right.
take place as a result of praise. Amen?
Amen. I'm coming from Psalms 22. This is what it says. So you can turn in your Bible. I'm reading, from the King James Version. It says, it starts off with, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? You know, think about that for a minute. Here's a person that's in distress, you know. This David is in distress, and that's what a lot of us are right now. We are in distress. We don't see any answers. Everything is going wrong in our life, everything is turned upside down and downside up. You know, I mean, we got so many Judases all around us. People in line, we're losing our job, don't know what to do next and everything. Let's read on. It says, Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, I am not silent. Amen. It says, in the night season, and I'm not silent, but thou art holy. You know, after David began to say all these different things, he realized something. He said, use the word but. With everything that's going on in your life, you got to realize this. But thou, you're talking about God, art holy. And then he says this word in verse 3. He says, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. But that thou art holy. He says today, you are holy and you inhabit my praise. And with that, you know, I believe that David, a light bulb turned on in his mind. I believe that at that point he realized, he said, yeah, I'm going through, but I got to praise God anyhow. Because if I begin to praise him, you know, he will bring the peace and the comfort I need. He will begin to inhabit me and make me stronger and begin to show me a way out, you know, or he'll begin to reveal to me his plans and stuff. He'll begin to make me say, okay, it's going to be all right. He will begin to remind me that he would never leave me. Verse 4 says, our fathers trusted in thee. So he would begin to remember. This is what I'm talking about. He said, our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst to deliver them. You know, I know what you did for my mother. I know what you did for my father. I know what you did with my grandmother. I saw you working in their hands and in their life, that they trusted you, God, and you delivered them. Okay, and then it says, they cried unto thee, and were delivered. That's passive. Were delivered. And they trusted in thee, were not confounded. You know, they were not, in other words, they were not let down. They was not confused and everything like that. They knew that God would come to their rescue. They knew that Jesus Christ would be on their side, you know, and inhabit the praise. But first he had to go through that woe is me stage, you know. And even in that verses 1 and 2, he's saying a lot of things that's not true. But number one, he says, oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. That's not true. God heard his prayer from the beginning. And in the night season, I am not silent. God is listening to the prayer and everything. But because we're in that place or in that desperate situation and we don't know what to do, I don't know what to say and stuff like that, you know, we don't really realize how close the Spirit of God is to us at that point, you know. But this, again, like I said, a light bulb goes on. But thou art holy. But thou yes. art holy. Thou art holy. He began to think about the attributes of who God is. God, you holy. You know, you are high and lifted up. You know, amen. Your train fills the temple. You know, there is no other God but you. You know, you are great. You know, you are Jehovah. He began to think like that. And when he began to do that, the inhabit of God, the praise is coming to his life, you know. And then he began to remember, you know. He says, verse 6 is, but I am a worm and no man, a reproach of man, and despise of the people. And he said, all that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the hand. He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. See, that's all the naysayers that's speaking against you, that shaking their head at you and saying, why? That's asking you the question, what happened to your God? But you know that God inhabits your praises, so you're moving forth. You're a little bit stronger now than you were in verse 1 and 2. You're in a different place. So you, whatever that your Judases are speaking against you, you're ready to move on about it, you know. You're hearing it, but you trusted in the Lord, you know. Verse 9 says, But thou art he that took me out of the womb. There you go. That took me out of the womb. And that this make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. Listen, he said, he began to remember, but thou art he. You are the one, God, that took me out of the womb. That this make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. You know? my God, for my mother's bad. My circumstances might be in disarray. I might have some haters speaking up against me, but you are my God for my mother's belly. You know, I don't know what to do next, but I know that you are my God for my mother's belly. He said, "Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help me." He says, "Many bulls have come past me; strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gape me upon with their mouths, and a raven and roaring lion. I am poured out like water; all my bones are out of joints. My heart is like wax; it is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up." Maybe that's somebody that your strength is dried up. You are poured out. You have been crying over all night long. You know, you don't know what to do. He said, "My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue is cleaved to my jaws. That has brought to me into the dust of the death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vessel. But, here you go again, but be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog." You know? Save me from the lion. You know, this is when you start doing some serious praise, some serious praying. He said, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of thy congregation. I will praise thee." You know, verse 21 says, "Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorn." I will declare thy name unto my breath in the midst of the congregation. I will praise thee. He says, 23 says, "Ye that fear the Lord, praise him, all the seed of Jacob. Glorify him, fear him, all ye seed of Israel." That's us, y'all. We've been bought with a price. We're all Jews now. He's talking about us also. Praise him, all the seed of Jacob. Glorify him and fear him, all the seed of Israel. For he have not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear thee, fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Their hearts shall live forever. Amen. And I'm going to stop right there, because we can go on, man. There's so much is going on in here, you know. So I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what your family is facing. I don't know who is going through what. But I'm telling you, you get into a posture of praise. You get into that posture of praise and let God begin to inhabit the praise that's in you. And then you come back and talk to Reverend Ray. You come back and tell me your testimony. You come back and tell me what God did for you. You come back and tell me how many times he spared your life. You come back and remind me just how good and awesome the God is that we serve.
Amen.
Why are you trying to preach in this, young man? Come on, Valerie.
and when all of that is said and done, and the dust clears, you can move up to Psalms 124 and say, "If it had not been for the Lord on my side," again, "If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side." That's all I need to say.
That's right.
All that needs to be said. Because when you look back over your life, like that song goes, when I look back over my life and I start to think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed because I've got a testimony. So if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, where would you be today? Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Reverend Ray, you on fire tonight. Hallelujah.
Oh, Valerie, so are you. Praise God. All praise goes to God. Listen, I like what Valerie said. If it had not been, see, that's when that like she said, that testimony kick in, man. if it, you know, you begin to reflect back on that thing, you know, all the naysayers, all the haters, everybody that spoke out against you, people that turned their back on your family, that shunned you, didn't want to have anything to do with you, you know, you begin to get in there and say, if it had not been for God, now look at you. Now look at you. They thought you had was dead. They thought you had died. They had given up hope on you and stuff like that. They thought you was going to be a drug dealer all your life. They thought you were going to be a homewrecker all your life. They thought you all these negative stuff. They never thought that you would finish college or get out of high school, that you would be poor the rest of your days and stuff. But God, if it had not been for God on your side, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be, man? And then you say, God, that's where that grateful praise come back into a play again. God, I just want to thank you. You know, God, I just want to thank you. You brought me a mighty long way. You know, the old folks used to sing that song, Lord, I just want to think you brought me a mighty long way. And they would say, a mighty long way, Lord. I can't say, you know, but a mighty long way. You brought me a mighty long way through the hedges and the highways and through dark places and through the and through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, he brought you a mighty long way, and you begin to reflect back on that day. Damn, you praise you, and you praise.
I'm sitting here in tears now because I'm just thinking back. I'm thinking back of. And you know what? Sometimes it's good to reflect on your past and not wishing that I was back there, not looking for anything bad. But sometimes it's just good to reflect back and like you said, Reverend Ray, to say, look where God has brought me or look what God has done for me. I'm blessed today so that I can be a blessing to others. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm ready to do it. Dance right now.
Okay, Valerie, find that scripture for me when Paul said about pressing. I press towards the mark. We can go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be back. But find that scripture back for me, and we'll come back in a minute and talk about
okay.
that. Because that ties right into what we're saying, you know, pressing. Okay? Amen. Hey, y'all, you're listening to With Christian Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. This is Stronger Together with Valerie Miller and myself. This we're talking about being grateful and we're talking about being praised. This is a part two. So part one, I believe we did on last Sunday and everything. So go back and just listen to it, man. Some of the archives of the different broadcasts. We got some great guests coming in up next week and stuff on Thursday. Stay tuned to Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat when Reverend Pat Randall, excuse me. And, amen. That's at 12 noon on Thursday. Amen. But let's go ahead and play some music and move on from here. And we'll be right back with some more scriptures for you. Amen. 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 Okay, let's take this.
Hello, friends. This is David Matthews. As a pastor, I've often encountered sudden tragedy and the unexpected circumstances which follow. In its aftermath, the Bible is pretty specific about how we should respond as a body of believers on behalf of the needy family. Well, many of you may remember Rich and Mary Dolce and their 9 children who, like us, traveled from Mississippi to Spencercote here and to make their new home in the Northwest. Sadly, Brother Rich was recently called home by the master while sitting and relaxing in bed. Needless to say, the shock on the family and his dear wife is overwhelming, leaving them in dire need of assistance in his final arrangements and in their decision of what's next for the family. If you're able to help the Dolce family in any way with their transition and his arrangements, please mark your donation for the family and mail it to Heber Nation Radio at 3190 Lancaster Drive, Northeast Salem, Oregon 97305. Helping widows and orphans is not only our responsibility but our privilege. Let's show how serious we are about our faith and our response to this need. For more information, call Heber Nation Headquarters at 503-316-1220.
Amen. I want to play this song before we come back. This is God is My Source. This is a song that I said that we were going to play. God is your source, y'all. All right? Let's just go ahead and hear this real quick. Amen.
My provider, God is my soul.
on, y'all. Praise Him.
From the Father who has children.
God is my sword.
God is my sword.
He's my provider.
God is my sword.
Come on.
God is my sword.
Yes, He is.
He's my provider.
He's my provider.
My God won't let me down. No need to worry, cry or frown. When credit cards say decline, God's word will give you peace of mind. Don't go back to Egypt, that's your enemy. God promises to supply all of your needs.
Yeah. We just want to get you a little tease with that. Amen. Now, that's by Andre Rose. God is my source. One of the things that we're going to do and we are working on, amen, with some of the songs that we play on this broadcast, we're working on a way that you can download them and from our website, amen. And because these are artists, we want to make sure they get paid and everything. So we're working on that. I do have permission to play these, the songs that we play on the broadcast and everything. But we want you also have the opportunity to download some of their songs and just stay tuned. We're working on it. We are already having an Amazon account wherein that you can purchase books and all that kind of stuff on the actual website of WhenChristianSpeak.com. And what that would do, that would also, when you purchase, we don't get a lot of money, but that would help as far as the maintenance of the broadcast or what we do and everything. So stay tuned. Got to do some work in it. We have already been approved, and we're going to try to set it up within this month so that the songs that you hear on the broadcast, you can also download and get from our website. Amen. So, again, you listen to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. This is Stronger Together with Valerie Miller and myself. I'm your host, Reverend Ray, and we talk about grateful and we're talking about praise. And before the break, let me do this. If you have a desire to call into the broadcast, the telephone number is 646-478-0660, okay? 646-478-0660. I also want to let you know that was it. Okay. We're going to turn it back over to Valerie and everything. So she was trying to find a scripture for you. Were you able to find it?
I did. And before I give you that, it actually is Philippians 3, verse 14. I press towards the mark. But before we get to that, I went to chapter 4, Philippians 4, verse 8. Now, earlier in the show, I said that a Roman emperor by the name of Cicero said that gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all the others. And just so happened, in Philippians, I found scripture to support that statement.
Right.
And this is Philippians 4, verse 8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm just excited.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Now, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ was the scripture Reverend Ray asked me to look up, and that came from Philippians chapter 3, verse 14.
Do you have the whole thing with that, Valerie, or what the verse, a couple of verses before? You know?
Okay.
Because you said, go ahead.
Okay. If we start at verse 12,
okay.
It says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press forth the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Let us
therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
Right, right. And that's basically what I was talking about. There has to be a press in you, you know. And that's what was going on in Psalms 22. There was a press in him and stuff like that. But all the stuff that was going on in his life at that time, all the things that are going on, even in your life, you know, God is saying, press through it. Push through it, you know, and everything. Just press through it. How do you press through it? Well, we just talk about the being grateful and praising him. Praising him to the point where he begin to inhabit the praise, that he would give you the strength to press through it. So that means you're not doing it on your own strength. Because if you do it on your own strength, you say, well, I did this and I did that. But if you do it because of the praise, because of the inheritance of praise to God that's in you, then you know that 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 it couldn't have been nobody but the Lord. Again, it goes back to what Valerie said earlier, if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Okay, so you pressing through this day, knowing that God is on your side. You're pressing through these things, knowing that you already have the victory. It's already finished. It's already been completed. You know, so you able to press through it and stuff, not even knowing how you're going to press or how you're going to get through it, but knowing that all good things work out for your good. But that's what you know. Go ahead.
And don't forget that praising will cause a breakthrough experience for you. And five things will occur or must occur for this to happen. Number one, you have to have a pursuit of God, recognizing that he's the one who is the giver. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is who provides. He is Jehovah Shalom, who brings you your peace. He's your healer. He's your righteousness. He's your protector. So part of one of the requirements of that breakthrough experience with praise is the pursuit of God. The second one is a desire for change. So when you decide to change your mindset and you stop complaining and stop looking at what isn't and start praising and look at what is and what he's already done, you can start to have that desire for change. And then you go back to step one and continue to pursue God and recognize that he is the one who can make the change. And then number three is the faith to see the opportunity. If God did it for you and he did it for my brother and my sister over there, he can do it for me. So then you go back to step two and start increasing that desire for change and go back to step one and continue pursuing God. Amen? Then there's the courage to act. So once you start building up that faith and you start reading that word and getting into that word and looking at what God has already promised you, he said that he's not a man that he should lie and he is not to be mocked, then pray him and start praising him, his word. So that gives you the courage to act. That helps you to stand on your faith. That will give you the desire to change and continue your pursuit of God. So all of these work in tandem together. And then the last thing is your perseverance to follow through. Amen? God says when there's nothing else left to do, to stand. You keep standing on God. You keep standing on the word of God. You keep standing on that praise and thanking him in advance for what he's about to do. Now, the change may not come the way you're expecting it to come, because it's going to come some kind of way that God's going to send it, and it's going to be a whole lot better than you probably expected. But persevere and continue to stand and just start the process all over again. Continue pursuing God. Pursue Him like it's your last day here on earth and you need an answer from Him. And find that time to just be quiet so that you can hear from Him. And keep that mind in a place where you think on the positive, the beautiful, the lovely, the all of the good things, because God is good. Amen?
Amen.
So
amen.
Let these be let this be a mantra for you, as these are requirements for your breakthrough experience through your praising. Amen?
Amen. And I'm going to ask Valerie to send me those so that we can post them on Facebook, those five things that she mentioned. It's important, you know, for you and stuff like that. So basically, we just want to encourage you, man. Again, this is Strong Together with Valerie Miller and myself. I'm Reverend Ray. We're talking about being grateful, and we're talking about being praised to God in heaven, the praise of His people. This is a part two of, as far as talking grateful. I don't know how long, where we're going with this, whether we may do one more. You know, we just want to be obedient to the Lord. We want to encourage you and to let you know that you're not by yourself. In fact, our Stronger Together mission statement is to empowering people to be made whole through the practical knowledge and the Word of God, man. And we're trying to give you a lot of scriptures, as much as we can come up with and stuff to talk to you. And decide you go and study these scriptures for yourself. Excuse me. Don't believe anything that we say, man. You know, study these scriptures for yourself. You know, get to know God, as our pastor would say, for yourself, man. You know, develop that relationship. And when you get to that point, all you're doing when you hear the word of God, whether it's through a preacher or whoever, and stuff, they just saying the same thing that you've been studying. You know, they just confirming something that's in your spirit. You know, even if you don't necessarily always understand what it is that you're reading, you know, we always want to have this intellect. But see, the Word of God is spirit, okay? So it's spirit to spirit. So you want to, when you read the Word of God, it's speaking to your spirit. Your intellect really can't gather what's going on unless God gives you what is called spiritual wisdom in a way. Man, you might have the knowledge to be able to find out what this says this in this chapter or whatever and stuff like that. But give me that spiritual wisdom to begin with. God begin to reveal to me what that scripture is meaning, and then application comes into play. How can I apply the scripture into my life so that when those days comes and stuff like that, and when I am feeling down and I am in a place of Psalms 22 and verses 1 and 2, I know where to go to. And then I begin to be reminded, you know. Then I begin to press on to the mark, you know. Then I begin to understand that God is not a man that He could lie. So if He promised that He's going to be with me, then guess what? He's going to be with me. And listen, when we do these pieces and help guests coming on, we're not just talking just to you. We're also talking to ourselves, man.
Amen. Truth is,
we mud from the mud pile. Let's be for real, you know. A lot of preachers, they're no different than anybody else, man. They put on their pants the same way and everything, but it's society have a tendency to put them on a pedestal so that when they do fall, you know, they crucify them. Wait a minute, they're still flesh. They're still man, you know. They have a calling on their life, but they're still flesh. They still have the same warfare, or we still have the same warfare that you had to do, go through. Maybe even a little bit more, because we got to deal with what your stuff is going to, and we also got to do with our. So, you know, support your pastor, support the bishop or the apostle or whoever you are under. And keep them in prayer, you know. Keep them in prayer. You know, show them the honor and respect that they are due and everything, but also trust God more.
Yeah.
Trust God more. Amen. Amen.
And definitely keep me in prayer. Because I hear so much stuff at the altar, and I'm kind of being facetious, but I'm not. But, you know, we take on the weight of others and having to pray for others, and our spirits get burdened too. Reverend Ray says, yes, you know, we put on our pants and our dresses, the same way as everybody else.
Right,
so
right.
Especially keep your leaders in prayer.
Yeah, and the intercessors. You know, we're talking about intercessors. Keep your intercessor, you know. Keep all the leaders in prayer, is what I was saying. And listen, y'all, we can go ahead and get on out of here. Y'all, you have been listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Stronger Together with Valerie Miller and myself. I'm your host. We are the host of the show, Reverend Ray. We've been talking about being grateful and talking about being in a place of praise. We want to encourage you to join us back on Sunday again, next Sunday. We're Stronger Together. Don't know what we're talking about, but God, we'll go from there. Maybe we have a guest. We don't know yet, but we'll go from there. And everything. Look, just be encouraged, man. Hold on. Know that God is near you, that He has not left you or forsake you. You know, there are legions of angels at your disposal to come and see about you wherever you may be and everything. And we are grateful for serving the Lord and Jesus Christ, our Savior. We're going to turn the mic back over to Valerie, and she's going to have any closing remarks, and she's going to close it out in prayer. Amen.
I just wish everyone a blessed week, and I thank you for joining in today. And every time you feel like the devil's trying to attack you, just say, thank you, Lord, and work your pressure way through. Amen. Father God, we just thank you right now. Lord, help us not to think that we can go through life without each other. Cure us of our independent spirit, Father. Use us to bless others and humble us to know that not only can we not make it without you, but we can't make it without each other, Father God. Sometimes, Father God, a word spoken in love by another, whether it is encouragement or correction, can make the difference between someone giving up or going on, Father God. So allow our lives to be the example and the expression of the gospel that would draw others to you, Father God. After all, we are stronger together, and we can accomplish more together than we can alone, Father God. We are your workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, Father God. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for each of our listeners. Father, forgive us of any of our sins so that we will not be held back from our blessings. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Christ Jesus. And we commit this new week to you, Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You've been listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio, Stronger Together with Valerie Miller and myself, Reverend Ray. Y'all have a blessed one. Just want to remind you again, on Wednesday at 7 p.m., the Abounding Grace Show with Minister Vanessa Williams. So y'all be blessed. We are out of here. God bless. Thank you, Valerie.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Amen.
As I testify of your mercy and your grace, and as I testify to every man, woman, boy, and girl of every race, be glorified, be magnified through me. Be glorified, be magnified through me. As I lift you up, you said you'd draw all men unto me. And as I lift you up, be glorified, be magnified through me. Be glorified, be magnified through me.
glorified. Be glorified.